We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school girls basketball as we wrap up the season. Joining us now is Jason McCall, head coach for HSTW girls basketball. And coach, a 13-10 overall record. You improved by 5 wins from last year. So pretty solid season overall. Your thoughts about what your Lady Vikes achieved this past year?
Yeah, I was super proud of them. It was a fun and enjoyable season. And to get a chance to watch these girls progress and kind of take that 12-month leap that they did from last year to this year was awesome and well-deserving. They put a lot of time in, and they're very committed to our program. They're committed to each other as teammates, and they're just overall a great bunch to be around. So I'm happy for them that they got to experience some success and, and still at the same time weather some ups and downs throughout the year. And overall, like I said, I'm extremely proud of them, and I thought it was a great year.
What were some ups and downs that you went through?
I think, for the most part in the game of basketball, on any given night, things might go your way and they also might not go your way. So I think that's just part of the process, not only for us, but for everybody else out there. I think what we gained in experience, we still had a little bit of some growing pains throughout the year. But I thought by the end of it, we kind of figured those things out. And at least we know what needs to be emphasized moving forward. And and in terms of roller coasters too, we play a really tough schedule. So I think overall we played 5+ ranked teams, a couple of them 2 times and Riverside 3 times. So it was it's one of those things where you got to weather the storm and just be proud of the work that you're putting in. And I think that's the best way to describe us, is that no matter what happens the previous night, we're ready to go to work the next day. So other than that, I think in terms of the roller coaster on the highs, we found some times to have success and win some games against teams that were either evenly matched with us or maybe at the time even better. So I'm super happy for them.
What were some main areas you feel like you improved in that allowed you to increase your win total from last year?
I think, slowly but surely, just understanding the game of basketball, like I talked about with experience, they had to gain a lot of that last year, and a lot of them, were just kind of, thrown into the fire of having to learn at a quick and fast pace. But I thought that, in terms of, X's and O's, situational stuff, that was our biggest growth. And, in a small way, in terms of taking care of the ball, we did a lot better job of that. And I still think that's something we have to emphasize moving forward. But we fell on our face a couple times and we've got back up every time. So I think, like I said, moving forward, we kind of know what we need to work on, what we need to do.
So you had 3 seniors on this year's squad with Hallie Goodman and the Paulsons, Ava and McKenna Paulson. Ava ended up starting about half the games for you this year. The other 2 players started a couple for you. Your thoughts overall here on your graduating players?
Yeah, they, even them, being seniors, I thought they grew a lot from the beginning of the season to the end. And, they always had a big impact, for us, whether it was, on the court or off. And, I'm really proud of them for, putting in their time and the Lady Vikes basketball program. And, I think, they kind of set the tone and, paved the way a little bit for the others to follow. And, I'm super happy for them and proud of them and glad they got to experience, one of the better years that they were here in high school.
What do you think Addison Carroll did this year to take a step forward? I think it was maybe one of the reasons why your team did as well as they did. 11.1 points a game. She was kind of your leading scorer and became a reliable inside player, also moved away from the basket a little bit.
Yeah, she's an extremely hard worker. She's put in the time and, talk about growth over 12 months. She was one of the ones on this team that grew the most. And like I said, she works her tail off for what she earns. And she's an extremely coachable kid that asks a lot of questions, wants to grow and wants to get better, not just physically, but mentally, in terms of knowing the game of basketball. And, we're all so happy for her and the season that she had. And she's a wonderful and great leader. And I think all those things that she carries with her translates to the success that she had on the floor. So I know she's someone that is proud of, you know, what she did this year, but I think she's even more hungry to get better over the next few months and get back to it again next year.
Yeah, and I mean, you pretty much, yeah, you started at Addison Carroll, Macy Gosshorn, Clara Pace, Bella Lamp, and then Kennedy Wyman got some starts, and so did Ava Paulson. He kind of worked things around, but generally those five are back. What's that like to have kind of those five starters kind of come back and be able to work with them in the off season to try and tweak things?
Yeah, I'm super excited. They were, you know, my first freshman group that I had, and it's crazy to think that they're going to be seniors going into next year, but they're a hungry group. And I think this year was, you know, just kind of the, you know, they got a little bit of a taste of what it can be here moving forward. And I think they're super determined to put in a lot of time, you know, in the off season, which they have, you know, in the last couple of years. But I love working with them. I love talking to them about game plans and stuff, and getting to communicate with them in a, you know, player coach type of way. And you know, they take a lot of pride in, you know, doing things the right way, and making sure that the others around them are as well. So we're going to be flooded with leaders next year, and you know, this is kind of the first time in a while we've had that. And you know, we want to make sure that, you know, we leave our mark here and do what we have to do, and whether it's the off season and going into next year, and just continue the path that we've been on. You know, I think we've done the right things. I think they understand they've done the right things. And just because we've gotten better doesn't mean we need to stop. So I think we're going to have a really hungry group moving forward.
Yeah. How do you feel just about some of your freshmen, sophomores? I mean, a player like Charlotte Pettit saw some significant time off the bench. You know, is there anybody else that can make some strides and fight for playing time next year?
Yeah, I think, you know, both not only that freshman, but that sophomore class as well. You know, sometimes basketball, it can be an unforgiving sport when you can only play five and at a time. And you know, sometimes that leaves a lot of people on the bench, and I hope that they understand. And I think we do as a team know that they've made a large impact in practices and preparing us for games and just overall being there and creating a great environment to be a part of. They're very unselfish kids. They work their tails off, and they're going to grow a lot. You know, I think that freshman and sophomore class as of now is going to be really successful here in a couple of years, just with the work and dedication that they put in. And you know, having a young freshman like Charlotte Pettit, she's come a long way. She loves the game of basketball. She's very knowledgeable of the sport, and we're all excited to have her along and work with her here moving forward. So I think there's going to be some girls next year that contribute and kind of pop out and do a good job. But I'll we'll make sure that we keep them on the right track and keep working together. So,
yeah, you sort of partially answered this last question here a little bit, but I'll ask it just from an overall sense. Like I said, with a lot of starters coming back, the bulk of the team coming back, you do lose, as we said, some seniors. But what is your priority as you go into the offseason? What do you want to see this team prioritize here before next year?
I think just stay bought in. I mean, I don't want to lose any of them, and I want them to all stay out and keep working. And, you know, I think in terms of, you know, what we grew in at was the offensive side of the ball. And I still think that's an area that we need to continue to grow at. But overall, I just think if they stay bought in, they keep working, it's going to take care of a lot of stuff. And the best part about them is, you know, their individual work isn't for themselves. It's for the betterment of the team. And I think if we can keep that consistent and things like that over the next 3 months and in the off season, but we're going to be a heck of a ball team next year.
Should be interesting next season for your Lady Vikes with a lot of people coming back. Coach, really appreciate your time here today and throughout the season, and best of luck down the road. Thanks so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Jason McCall, head coach for AHSTW Girls Basketball, joins us here on KSOM.